Israel's Minister of Social Affairs is awaiting a president directive to prepare several locations across the country to temporarily accommodate around 1,000 Palestinians from the Gaza Strip. He noted that several sites have been identified as potential evacuation centers, including one in Punta Pina. Indonesia's Deputy Minister of Human Rights, Mugianto, has emphasized that human rights must be a fundamental pillar of modern governance and public service. He made the remarks during a human rights capacity building session for ASNs and the Ministry of Law and Human Rights, as well as the Ministry of Immigration and Corrections. Mugianto noted that awareness of human rights principles must be an integral part of ASN competence. He added that the state has constitutional obligation to respect, protect, and fulfill human rights, making the role of civil servants crucial. And that was the news.
Bertahan
fruit from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasumi is generally shaped like a tumtum or cone and is yellowish-white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasumi. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tabete. To make kasumi, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasumi is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasumis. Kasumi is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasumi is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasumi is also often used as stocks for tips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasumi can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight. Sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or prunes. India.
Which have existed since the first generation to the family.
Hello, I need to go up to the cathedral. that house is already for the fourth generation. It was not noticed yet. That is house. It's symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom white people. It symbolizes working together and working. That house was built with a ritual of ceremony. Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Saudia is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sao Abalaki to explore parts of the house. Sao Abalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, has three rooms, with its name and function. They are Wajah Bu'uriya, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Bu'uriya, atau Bu'uriya Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
The parts inside the house, they are Wajah Bu'uriya, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child, because Bu'u itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the answers of hand to take objects. There's also a place for Musalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there's a place for Mishwara, or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same, both in the left and the right side. To build and renovate a traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies, which need high cost at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount of fuel paid by members' day. Although most of the world are villagers of plantation farms, they are willing to pay big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Abalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged for traditional ceremony. This fine rope yarn was used to put bags of wood called kayu tilu lulu, and people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called lea lako to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Lea lako itu dimana para tukang dengan
Lelaku ceremony is when construction workers clear the location, put up in the kampung and in the forest. They need to give food in four directions to stay away from the plants and the potatoes. They give rain to the ruler of the forest before it got in the woods. An animal is given as a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest. After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night long ceremony featured pandak and gummy dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including raiding or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred. There are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is filled with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and subtracting are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for the house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dance, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again, giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirits in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Mio, Okemuku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedakanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Musumaki in Wolotoku Village. Kedakanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumase. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotoku Village, besides that stone's graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedakanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Musumaki.
Kedakanga,
rumah tempat tinggal berhala oleh seluruh para Musumaki.
Kedakanga is a place where Musumaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. Within a circle is a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. The output offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Musumaki in the temple center called Usenua in Hiyo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Musumaki do pandak and gummy dance, accompanied with Ngolamba traditional music, to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Sahoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotoku traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Is easily
annually held in October. It is an annual agenda for Bucharest Agency. In the past report, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of older local camels, carts, pillow fights, pre-heading boat races, and many more. Muslims. Candlewick is cooked in large portions and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors.